Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy, yesterday, was it a second record day of rain? And how much rain did we get?
Over an inch, and it really kind of plastered everybody pretty equally. We had that shot in the morning, and then we had a little gap, and then, boy, the afternoon, that came down sideways, so it was a little harder to measure, but it certainly created some puddles and ponds in western New York, and those will have a chance to recede a little bit this morning, but there's more on the way today. Not the same type of weather day. This one will be a little bit different. It's going to be a wet, windy, and much cooler day. Gone are the 60s and 70s, and we'll be replacing them with temperatures that hover just at 50 or slightly below that today. Winds this morning are in the breezy category, but by this afternoon, everybody, it doesn't matter if you know the person next to you, you're going to walk into the store and go, wow, it's windy outside. You're going to have gusts up to 50 miles an hour, and really coming off the lake today through the buildings of downtown Buffalo, it's going to be difficult, especially around City Hall or over by the Avant. Some of those are the favorited areas for wind channeling, as those 50-mile-an-hour gusts end up being a little bit more when they funnel between the buildings. Now, the rain showers today. Here's an interesting part, and I guess there's a bright spot in this forecast. I promised you one yesterday, is that the rain that everybody gets during the morning commute, all of that wind will likely split it and keep it north and south of the city. So during the afternoon, as windy and cool as it's going to be, it will likely not be as wet. I think if you're in Niagara Falls and if you're Springville southward, you'll likely have the rain showers right on into the afternoon. But the city should be able to put the umbrellas down, fortunately, because Mother Nature would have stolen them right out of your hand. Now, tomorrow is a dry day. We're even going to get a little bit of sunshine on Wednesday, highs in the low 50s there. But watch out, another soaking rain arrives not for the morning, but for the afternoon and evening on Thursday and really continues on Friday. We could get a couple more inches of water by the time we're done with that. And then the weekend is just going to be good for indoor activities, cool and wet. And there's even an opportunity at some of the hills of the southern tier. I don't want to say it, but it's in there. There's a chance for some wet snowflakes on the hills Saturday night into Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right, but as far as that water, we'll probably be under flood warning again later in the week.
Yeah, there's a very good chance that, again, we get a couple more inches of water. The flood advisory will go, our flood watch will go out, and then advisory and probably at least some flash flooding out of that situation. Probably not as windy and aggressive as a temperature change this time around, but it's just a lot of water coming our way.
Did you see any funnel clouds in the sky yesterday? I know there were no tornadoes, but were there the prospect of some?
Not in Buffalo. We did not have the right recipe further to the north. As we went through the morning and the day, it trended more and more that the right setup was featured south and east of Buffalo. Really from Springville southward to the Pennsylvania line, that's where he had the chance for some of that rotation. They're going to send a crew from the National Weather Service down to an area near Cowdersport, which is just on the other side of the Pennsylvania line. And down there, they had some damage reports indicative of rotational winds. They're going to go and take a look at it and see if they can identify that. But doesn't matter whether it's tornado or straight line winds, a barn comes off its foundation. It's a windy day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.